Geologists said one of the issues that makes cleanup of the site so complicated is that the water table has risen in recent years, trapping some of the liquid jet fuel beneath the top of the aquifer. So when it comes to remediation, Steve Reuter of the New Mexico Environment Department told the group they're open to suggestions.
At this point, there is no technology that's off the table. We'll consider anything. If you have an idea, you want to email me. What I'll do here is let me leave my business cards up here, and you can get a hold of me.
Kirtland has already started to extract some fuel vapors from the soil and plans to begin pumping and treating some of the contaminated water next year. It's estimated that up to 24 million gallons of jet fuel leaked out from a pipe over decades, but wasn't discovered until 1999. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.